ago, when tigers smoked long pipes, there was a simple country boy named Kim. Kim lived happily with his father. Now his father was very wealthy, so they did what they liked. They ate songpyeon, sweet mooncakes, and drank soju, sweet potato wine. Didn't bother to remove their shoes when they came home, and they played Wato, a card game, all day long. One wild night, after eating and drinking and playing Wato till all hours, the old man suddenly fell to his knees. Gasping for breath, he reached out for his son and placed in his hand a small silk pouch filled with his life savings. 100 gold coins.
Son, my life has been meaningless. What have I left you? Nothing, only this, a silly illusion. It's time. Go, find a wife.
So a woman was found, and Kim was married. Right away, this wife took away their mooncakes and hid their sweet potato wine. Take off your shoes. No Wato! Within a week, the father was dead. And Kim walked around with a long, sad face. Then his wife said to him,
"Now that your dear father is gone, Mama can come and live with us."
And Kim agreed, nodding his long, sad face. The next evening, Kim's mother-in-law arrived and said to her daughter,
"Worthless daughter, what have you to show from your rich husband?"
Straight away, the wife went to Kim, burst into tears.
"I'm so humiliated. Mama thinks we have nothing, that I've married a pauper. Quick, go to the city. Buy me something fabulous. Buy me a pure silver comb that looks like that."
And she pointed to the silver crescent moon. So Kim took his father's small silk pouch and started on his journey. Now Kim had never been to the big city, and when he arrived, he saw many things. He was pushed, turned around, yelled at. He lost his way and wandered for 10 days and 10 nights. "Why am I here? What was it I was supposed to do?" Then he looked up and saw the moon. "Ah, yes, the moon. I was supposed to buy something like the moon." So he went to a merchant, pointed to the sky, and asked for something that looked like that. Unfortunately, it was now a full moon. So it was that the merchant gave Kim something very rare and wonderful, a pure silver moon with a magic reflection. It was called a mirror. Kim looked into it.
"Dad, you're not dead, and you look so young. It's a miracle."
"Shh, don't say anything. I'll take you home."
"I'm very pleased with this mirror. How much is it?"
The merchant asked for 100 gold coins.
"But that's all I have."
Then Kim remembered his father's words.
"Money is only a silly illusion."
So Kim hurried home and put his father in a little box and hid the box in an old shed behind the house. And that very night, father and son drank soju and played Wato till all hours. Fun and laughter drifted to the house where Kim's wife was impatiently waiting his return with her treasure. Following the the sound, she tiptoed out to the shed and saw him talking to a little box.
Where have you been? What are you doing here? Where's my comb? And who are you talking to?
Oh, no one.
I heard you.
She grabbed the box and looked into the mirror.
A girlfriend? You keep a girlfriend in this box? Oh, sure, she's young and pretty. But look what a bossy nag she is. Mama!
Hearing the screams, Kim's mother-in-law rushed in.
Mama, look! My louse of a husband keeps a girlfriend in this box!
Kim's mother-in-law looked into the mirror.
She's old. He's wasted all his money on this shrewd old biddy.
That's not my girlfriend.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
She's old.
It's Dad.
Hearing the commotion, a Buddhist nun, who happened to be seeking donations, stepped inside to see if she could help.
Shh!
Be calm, my children. They handed her the precious mirror. It is a woman, and look at her face. She is so distraught over the trouble she's caused. She's taken a vow of poverty, shaved her head, and become a holy nun. She belongs with me. So the nun kept the precious mirror, sold it back to the merchant, received the 100 gold coins, and lived happily ever after with this silly illusion.